You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Alejandra Garcia. Alejandra is with the Union Programs Office here on campus. She is the coordinator, and she's going to tell us a little bit about some of the upcoming events. But first of all, we'd like to take the time to welcome her. Thank you very much for being with us here today,
Alejandra. No problem, Luis. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Now, I mentioned the Union Programs, and a lot of people may confuse maybe your program with the special events program and the fact that you guys are the ones who bring in concerts and all that stuff. And you do have concerts that you brought in to the union and other stuff. But tell us a little bit about Union Program Services and what you all do.
Well, basically, Louis, what we have at Union Programs is the core essence is to bring entertainment for students. This is a completely non-academic aspect of the university. So we try to bring something different for students to do on campus while they're in between classes or after classes. The highlights of our programs is Get Real Film Series, which is every Friday and Saturday this semester, and then fall semester we're going to do Thursday and Friday. They're very affordable, if any. Or, for example, our High Note Music Series, every Wednesday it's free. And it takes place here on campus at the Union Plaza as well during lunchtime.
Explain again what you all do on Fridays?
We do Get Real Film Series, which is movies, which is our film series. We bring movies every week at 7 p.m. We started this spring to do Friday, Saturday. But with next fall, we're going to go back to Thursday and Friday, given the football season. But we bring movies. It's $2 for general public, $1 for faculty, staff, alumni, and students with a student ID, with a UTEP ID. And it's very affordable. We have concessions open. It's a very nice event for our students. We try to bring it to a very affordable price. We try to have blockbusters, educational, children's, mm-hmm. to be able to target to the community as well.
A lot of people used to say, well, the bookstore was over there, so that's why the Union Building was so popular. But it's still a popular place, and it's very packed. And especially around lunchtime, you see a lot of activity going on.
Yes, Lee. We have a census that we conduct, at least our department, Union Services. We conduct census to know what the amount of students that we have for each day or for the week. Like you said, during lunchtime, there's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. gap where we have high traffic of students. We also host with the rooms, the meeting rooms that we have in the building, we also have a high traffic of other type of individuals, because we do host several events during the day, during the week, or during the year.
And for people who have not been in the union in a while, it's obvious that a lot of changes are being made on campus, but the union has really gotten a great facelift. And if you haven't been there, when you arrive the first floor there, where the post office and the theater is, it's a great place to relax, to study, to be with friends.
Exactly, Louis. That is what we call a lounge, first floor lounge, because that's what it is. We have an information center, which basically targets the events that we have in the building. But we also push our students that work the information center to be aware of what's going on campus. So that's a good resource for our students in the building to ask questions, to find out about which building is where, or if they need that type of information. It's conveniently located in that lounge area on the first floor. And the lounge area has also computer stations. So we do try to make it a place where students can not just go and engage in school activities such as studying or getting together with the classwork, but also, like you said, to relax and get a break from classes.
And the fun stuff, summer is coming up. Students are excited about graduating, about finishing classes, mm-hmm. and congratulations to all of them. The university continues to run, and you all exactly. do the same, and you have a great lineup for the summer.
Yes, that is our summer program, because we do see the activity reduces during the summer. We don't move forward with having an indoor movie series. We don't have our Wednesday music during the summer. So this is our summer program, which is Movies on the Lawn. And it's basically free outdoor movies. We have an inflatable screen, huge, and we're working on upgrading everything that we have. But we have our inflatable screen. We have a sound system. And basically, we take it out to Kidfield. can feel this right next to the Sembo. And this is the second year that we use this location. I don't know whoever has been able to join us in the past year or has followed us. We had to cancel a couple of our movies due to weather. So the expectation is that weather is on our side and that we're able to show our 10 movies. We normally have 8. This is the year that we wanted to extend it and offer an option for the greater community to be able to take advantage of this, not only during June and July, but also the first couple of weeks in August.
So the screen will actually be like on the track field?
Yes. Yes. And the feel of it, the experience is for everyone to be on the field. So with that said, we have accommodations for the field. The bleachers are off limits. The track is off limits as well, but we will have concessions as well. There will be restrooms available. It's a very nice facility. And we've honestly enjoyed to be in that facility. I think it lends itself to the whole picnic experience. And it's a really nice event. We had last year for our most successful movie, if I'm not mistaken, Despicable Me, we had almost close to 1,000 people join us. So we're hoping to keep those numbers up and keep them rising as we move forward this year.
So give us the lineup, or is it a secret?
No, we basically actually released the lineup yesterday. It's on Facebook. Our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/UTEP Union. And we also released it through our website on UTEP.edu/union. We are going to start on June 6th with a Frozen sing-along. And June 13, we're going to have the game plan. Friday, June 20, Hercules, the 1990s one. And there is a change because we do have a couple of restrictions with the usage of the field. But for Thursday, for June 26, it's going to be on a Thursday. I would like to make a note of that it's going to be June 26, a Thursday. We're going to show Holes. And the next Thursday as well, July 3rd, we're going to have Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And then we're back to the Fridays. So we're back to Friday's schedule. Friday, July 11th, the Lego Movie. July 18th, Harry and the Hendersons. July 25th, Brave. August 1st, Teen Beach Movie. August 8th, The Incredibles. That's our 10 movie lineup. And we have a start time of 8:30 p.m., but it is determined by sunset because we do have the screen. And it depends on the amount of lighting that we have at that time. So it's usually
again,
before or after.
As you mentioned, it's a very family-friendly atmosphere where I guess people can bring blankets, whatever, to sit on the ground.
Yes, we encourage for people to bring their lawn chairs, their blankets, their, something that they'll feel more comfortable. Because of the nature of the event, umbrellas are not strictly encouraged. We're not expecting rain, hopefully. The only thing that we don't allow is alcohol, glass containers, or pets. Because, again, it's a field for athletic purposes, so we want to make sure that we keep it in a nice condition.
I know you mentioned that there will be concessions available. Are people allowed to bring in some of their own food as well, sandwiches or anything?
Yeah, they can bring their own refreshments. The concessions are available for as a convenience as well. We have a movie combo, which is special for our program, and it is $5 for a hot dog, a canned soda, and small popcorn. We also have other type of concessions. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be the combo. We have also nachos, and depending on what the concession stand brings, it's also available.
Tell us, Alejandra, this has got to be difficult because, you're trying to entertain the public, and we, with the radio stations here, we know that it's not easy when you're targeting an audience and the demographics are so different. So tell me about choosing the movies. How do you go about doing that, and how difficult is it to get the permission to show them?
Okay, well, Louis, the permission itself, it's just basic acquiring or purchasing the license, the screening license. There are several companies. We go through one particular. We acquire the license through them once we have selected the full lineup. Now, the selection process, this is very interesting because it's, believe it or not, it's really, really hard. We oftentimes try to target different audience. We don't want to make this only a kids event. We want to also be able to have other type of movies besides from children's movies. I think the major element with this program in particular is that we want to have something that you would not normally see in this setting. So, for example, Willy Wonka, that's something that I personally don't catch on TV. So Harry and the Hendersons. So those kind of movies, we try to look something that will be refreshing. Though it's not new, it will be refreshing to bring to this program. And also because of the time of the year, there are options for us to bring blockbusters. We wanted to bring Frozen, but we showed it during the fall. So we saw that the opportunity to bring the sing-along was there. And that was something that we really wanted to make sure to take advantage of. We try to bring variety and not just animated. We also try to bring non-animated films. And I guess that's kind of what sums up what we go through when we're selecting. We try to bring, you know, a little bit of everything. And it also depends on what's available as far as licenses goes. Though we want to bring a movie very strongly. We feel really strongly about it, but it's not available for us to acquire. Then, unfortunately, we won't be able to show it.
Now, because of the construction, people know that it changes every week. You know, 1 week one street's open, another week it's closed. Where do people park as far as like going to see the movies, and what entrance would they use to get into the
That is theater? A great question, Louis, because we just recently had Sumble blocked, and we don't know when that access road will be available. So we're going to make sure that we direct people to come in through Mesa, either Randolph or Glory Road, and they can park right there on P9. We have the parking parking lot for our use. It's a big parking lot. The walking distance from one end to the parking lot to the entrance, it's not as long as it seems. And because of the time being and the time of the year, there should not be a contest for parking spaces. Like I said, we try to make sure that this is approachable, and one other thing is, you know, parking is available.
And one of the good things of social media is the fact that you have a Facebook page, so I would imagine that that's updated and that you will let people know if a certain road is closed or something like that.
Definitely, Louis. As we move forward, we did the full official release yesterday, and we'll continue to bring updates through our Facebook and the website. I would encourage anyone who's interested in following us to go to facebook.com/UTEP Union to make sure that they're updated as to what we're showing, what we're doing. Another thing that I would like to highlight for the program is because it's centennial, we wanted to bring a centennial element to it, and we're going to do giveaways for the first 100 people every movie. So the expectation is that we're going to get at least 100. And we'll continue to move from there.
Now, if people have additional questions, perhaps something we didn't touch upon, or they're not computer savvy, and most of the people are, but in case they have want to make an old-fashioned phone call, what number should they call?
They can call to Union Services, and the phone number is 747-5711. The idea is that the person will be able to answer the question, the person that answers the phone. If not, if there's further questions or there are further, more interesting inquiries, they can reach me as well at that line and then just get Alexandra Garcia on the line.
Well, thank you very much for being with us
here
today.
Thank you, Louis, for the invitation.
We've been visiting with Alexandra Garcia from the Union Programs Office. And if you need additional information, you can call 747-5711. That is 747-5711. Focus on Campus is taped and produced in the KTEP studios, University of Texas El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.